Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'd like to have a beer.
Right now?
I would like to have a beer right now. I'm a wine drinker, but I like, when I go to a sporting event or a barbecue, I don't know, I like it. I'd like to have a beer. Cold. Blue Moon is my favorite.
Nothing like a cold beer. Yep.
So the question becomes, the Gophers are turning now to alcohols to boost some revenue and maybe get some more people to the games at Williams and Mariucci Arenas.
Do you think just having booze at the game will get people to come to the game who might
probably
not be at the game otherwise?
Probably not. But they didn't used to do this for people sitting in the stands. If you were in a suite, the fancy dancy folks, you could have.
That's why they call it a suite.
The request for more drink sales is an attempt, yes, to boost slumping ticket sales and revenue. We know attendance is down. I have no idea if being able to serve beer in the stands is going to increase attendance. And no, underage people can still not drink it. You'd have to show ID. But I am not opposed to this at all. I sit in the stands when I go to the, you know, basketball games, and I like to have a beer.
Well, la-di-da.
Well, do you? I mean, do you?
La-di-da.
Are you opposed to this?
I do. It's two things running through my head. First of all, let's try it. Let's see how it goes.
Right.
I understand they want more revenue. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be low-hanging fruit. Two thoughts come to mind. Neither of them may be valid. One is, does this make it more accessible for students that are underage? Okay, you have to show your ID.
You do.
But how hard is it to get the senior, you know, sitting three seats away
Good
to
point.
Say, go up and buy me a beer, please. Here's my cash. In other words, it just makes it a little bit easier.
I understand.
For mm-hmm. people who aren't of age to buy alcohol. The other thought going through my mind is, I love Gophers games because they're civil. You know, they're rarely rowdy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can take kids there and know that they're not going to be exposed to four-letter words that you then have to explain or ignore. I've been to some
Vikings. Yes, my children have never heard any four-letter words in my own home.
Well,
I would have to explain it.
That's
what
a new word.
Mean.
What does that mean,
oh,
Mommy?
Boy. They're virgin ears.
But you know, it's one thing, but your kids are in their teens, right?
Now.
Okay, if it's a six-year-old.
I was cursing when they were in utero. Don't worry.
God.
They've had quite an education, my humans.
Look, I've been to some great Vikings games. I've been to some other Vikings games where a couple of blockheads who couldn't hold their liquor got obnoxious and started swearing and started yelling and just being turds in the stand and ruined the experience for everybody within 50 feet. It doesn't happen every game, but every now and then you run into these guys, these yahoos, who for whatever reason think it's an excuse to go crazy and be obnoxious and curse and swear. I'd hate for that kind of a scenario to come to the Gophers, to Mariucci.
I agree with you on all accounts. And then I think we just got to haul their butts out of there.
Yeah,
I know.
We do.
We don't want it to become Philly around here.
No.
No disrespect to our guests visiting from Philadelphia this afternoon here at CCO. But no, it does get crazy, and nobody wants an environment like that. And you're right. I think college sports were sort of one of the last sacred safe spaces for things like that. But again, that can be monitored as well. College kids, there's no shortage of places for them to find beer.
True.
Yes,
I get
maybe
that.
We're making it a little more accessible. But if somebody gets out of line, you know, you haul them out. I don't know. I'm not opposed to it. Did you know that it was the first time ever this Final Four that we just had where the NCAA allowed beer and wine sales at U.S. Bank Stadium, I mean, for the Final Four, for that event? It wasn't allowed at previous Final Fours.
The Auburn fans were drinking more. Yeah, they had good reason to be drinking more.
10 years ago, beer and wine sales were offered by less than a dozen college institutions. Now more than 50 D1 schools allow beer and wine at stadiums on and off campus. So it's sort of a trend. I understand it's probably, you know, obviously it's a revenue thing. Yeah, we're going to tax you. It's a sin tax. You want a beer at the game. You, God knows you pay a lot at Target Field or Target Center. But look, if it's going to boost some revenue, go
I guess so. Or maybe address the reasons why fans aren't showing up. Slumping attendance,
yeah.
That's a bigger issue. I find it fascinating. Did you know the U has liquor licenses for not only TCF Bank Stadium, Williams and Mariucci Stadium, but also Northrop Auditorium, the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum in Chanhassen? Let's have a kegger out of the Arboretum. I mean, that sounds good. And the Les Bolstad Golf Course in Falcon Heights, they have liquor licenses.
They also have them for the student centers on the Morris and Duluth campuses. I don't imagine they sell liquor there, but they have, maybe if they do events there for alum, maybe they're serving beer and wine. Their caterers are using it, but I guess they're available. Maybe they were thinking down the road. I don't have a problem with it. People get out of hand, boom, you boot them out.
All right. And by the way, Mr. Kaler expressed confidence that both Williams and Mariucci can accommodate the space needed for expanded sales. And he said he wants a safe, fan-friendly environment, certified salespeople, a limit of 2 drinks per person mm-hmm. per transaction, ID checks on every sale, and a drink responsibly sign posted at sales counters. Well, that'll make a difference if they see that drink responsibly sign.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.